Evidence Federal Evidence Law Relevance.Issue Relevance.Rule Answer Pattern Evidence is relevant if it has any tendency to make a material fact more probable or less probable than would be the case without the evidence. As a general rule, all relevant evidence is admissible. Unless, the court makes a discretionary determination that the probative value of the evidence is substantially outweighed by pragmatic consideration, such as point 1. Unfair prejudice to the party, point 2. Confusion to the jury, and point 3. Waste of time for the judge. Judges have wide discretion to balance probative value with pragmatic considerations and the determination will be fact-specific. Issue. Policy-based exclusion. Rule. There is some policy-based exclusion of relevant evidence. These evidence are excluded generally because point 1. Probate value of these are generally outweighed by pragmatic considerations and point 2. Encouraging beneficial out-of-court conduct. Issue. Liability insurance. Rule. Evidence that a person has or does not have liability insurance is inadmissible for the purpose of proving fault or the absence of fault. However, as exception, such evidence may be admissible if they are used for the purpose of point 1. Proof of ownership or control, if the issue is in dispute, or point 2. Impeachment of a witness for point 1, be careful, it is admissible only when ownership or control is disputed. When evidence is admissible for one purpose, but inadmissible for another purpose, the judge should give the jury a limiting instruction. Issue. Impeachment. Rule. Impeachment is a process of trying to show that witness should not be believed. Issue. Bias means there is some relationship between the witness and a party that could cause the witness to lie. Evidence of bias is almost always admissible. Issue. Subsequent remedial measures. Rule. Subsequent remedial measures. SRM. Are repairs, design changes, or policy changes taken by the party after an accident that could have prevented the accident. SRMs are inadmissible for the purpose of proving 1. Negligence, point 2. Culpable conduct, point 3. Product defect, or point 4. A need for a warning. The rationale is to encourage post-accident repairs. However, as exception, such evidence may be admissible for the purpose of proof of point 1. Ownership, point 2. Control, or point 3. Feasibility of a safer condition, if that issue is disputed. Issue. Settlements in civil case. Rule. If there is a claim that is disputed as to liability or amount, then evidence of point 1. Settlement, point 2. Offers to settle, or point 3. Statements made in settlement discussions, are inadmissible, if offered to prove liability. However, as exception, settlement evidence may be admissible, if offered to impeach a witness on the ground of bias. The rationale is to encourage settlements and frank settlement discussion. Moreover, the prohibition on settlement evidence only applies if, at the time of the discussion, there is a claim, a demand of some sort. And that claim is disputed by the other side. Either as to liability or amount. Therefore, if the other party spontaneously makes an offer to settle, such offer is admissible to prove liability. Also, if the other side admits the liability and the amount against a claim, but offers to pay less for settlement, such offer is admissible to prove liability. However, if the other side admits liability against a claim and offers to pay less, but does not make any admission as to the amount of liability, the offer is inadmissible to prove liability. This evidence is hearsay. But if the statement was made by the other party, it will fall into the party admission. Don't forget to discuss the issue of hearsay. Issue. Offer to pay hospital or medical expenses. Rule. Evidence that a party has paid or offered to pay an accident victim's hospital or medical expenses is inadmissible to prove liability. The rationale is to encourage charity. It should be noted that this rule does not include other statements made in connection with an offer to pay medical expenses. Disputed claim is not necessary for this rule to apply. This evidence is hearsay. But if the statement was made by the other party, it will fall into the party admission. Don't forget to discuss the issue of hearsay. Issue. Pleas and plea discussion in criminal case. Rule. Evidence of point 1. Offer to plead guilty, point 2. Withdrawn guilty plea, point 3. Nolo contendere. Plea of no contest, point 4. A statement of fact made during any of these are inadmissible against a defendant in a pending criminal litigation or in a subsequent civil case. It should be noted that a plea of guilty that is not withdrawn is admissible against the defendant in subsequent litigation based on that this evidence is hearsay. But if the statement was made by the other party, it will fall into the party admission. Don't forget to discuss the issue of hearsay. Issue: Character Evidence. General Rule: Character evidence refers to a person's general propensity or disposition. E.g., the character trait of honesty or dishonesty, peacefulness or violence, carefulness or carelessness. In approaching a character evidence problem, you must first identify the purpose for which the evidence is offered. If evidence of a person's character trait is offered to prove that the person has a propensity to act in a certain way, it is inadmissible. If evidence is of a witness's bad character for truthfulness is offered to impeach, it is admissible. If evidence of person's prior bad act is offered for other than proving propensity, it is admissible. If evidence of a person's character trait is offered because the trait is an essential element of a claim or defense, it is admissible. As a general rule, character evidence is not admissible to prove propensity or conduct in conformity. On the other hand, character evidence is admissible for other purposes. Issue: Character evidence in criminal cases. Defendant's character offered by defendant. Rule: As a general rule, evidence of the D's character is inadmissible to prove propensity because the jury may misuse the evidence and convict the D not because he is guilty, but because he is a bad person. However, as exception, the D may introduce evidence of his own good character for a relevant trait. A good character must be relevant trait. If D does so, the prosecution may rebut with evidence of bad character for the same trait. The rationale is that the D can evaluate the risk of unfair prejudice, and if the D is willing to open the door to character evidence, we will give him that option. When character evidence is admissible, the only proper methods are reputation or opinion. Specific acts are inadmissible. If D has opened the door by calling character witnesses, the prosecution may rebut by 1. Calling its own witnesses to testify to the D's relevant bad character with a form of reputation or opinion, or 2. By cross-examining D's character witnesses by questioning their knowledge of specific acts by the D that are relevant to the character trait at issue. This question form may be both "Did you know?" and "Have you heard?" This is to test the witness's knowledge, not to prove the specific act in question. Even though the prosecution is not proving the specific act, it must have a good faith basis to believe that the specific act took place. Limiting instruction is appropriate. Issue: Victim's bad character in a self-defense case. Rule: A criminal defendant may offer evidence of the victim's violent character to prove that the victim was the first aggressor, with a form of reputation or opinion. Introducing specific acts are not allowed. The prosecution may rebut by evidence of 1. The victim's good character for that trait. E.g., victim is a peaceful person, or 2. The D's bad character for that trait. E.g., D is a violent person. 4.2, because D opened the door. Issue: Special rule for D's knowledge of victim's character for violence. Rule: The D may offer evidence of his own knowledge of the victim's bad character for violence for the purpose of showing that he reasonably believed in the need to use self-defense. Because this is not propensity evidence, D is not using the evidence as proof that the victim started the fight. Rather, the evidence is relevant simply to show that the D reasonably believed that the victim would start a fight. It is to prove D's state of mind for his self-defense. For this purpose, any form is allowed. Reputation, opinion, specific acts. Issue: Victim's character in a sexual misconduct case. Rule: In a case involving alleged sexual misconduct, civil or criminal, the D generally may not introduce evidence of 1. The victim's reputation for promiscuity. Having sex with anyone, or 2. The victim's prior sexual conduct. The rationale is that 1. Promiscuity evidence has low probative value and 2. May discourage rape victims from coming forward. However, as exception, AD may introduce 1. Evidence of the victim's other sexual activity with the D, but only if the defense is consent. 2. Evidence of the victim's sexual activity with others, but only to prove someone other than the D was the source of physical evidence. E.g., semen, bruises, disease, or 3. Evidence required to be admitted by the D's due process rights. Issue. Character evidence in civil cases. Rule. As a general rule, character evidence is inadmissible to prove propensity in civil cases. Even a good character is inadmissible. Okay, in criminal case. Victim's violent character to prove she was the first aggressor is inadmissible. Okay, in criminal case. However, as exception, evidence of person's character is admissible in civil cases where such character is an essential element of a claim or defense, such as cases of point 1. Negligent hiring or negligent entrustment, or point 2. Defamation. Libel, slander. 4.1, the idea is, in certain case, employer should not hire people with bad reputation. Such as reputation of bad driver. Also, for this purpose, can offer evidence of employee specific bad acts that the employer should have known. Issue. Habit evidence. Rule. As a general rule, character evidence that relates to a person's general deposition or propensity is not admissible to prove conduct on a particular occasion. However, as an exception, habit of person. Or routine of a business organization is admissible to infer how the person. Or business acted on the occasion at issue in the litigation. Habit is a repetitive response to a particular set of circumstances, may be established by point 1. Frequency and point 2. Particularity. E.g., wearing seatbelt. The regular practice. Business routine of an organization is admissible to prove conduct on a particular occasion. No specific number that qualifies as frequent, so must discuss whether there is frequent enough in essay. Issue. Defendant's other crimes for non-character purpose. Rule. A D's other crimes or specific bad acts are inadmissible during the prosecution's case in chief, if the only purpose is to prove propensity. However, as exception, if the D's other crimes or specific bad acts are offered to show something specific about the charged crime. Something separate and apart from a propensity to commit the crime, such as point 1. Motive, point 2. Intent, point 3. Mistake or accident, point 4. Identity, or point 5. Common scheme of plan. Mimic. If the prosecution's purpose to introduce the evidence fits in above 5 categories, the prosecution may use other crimes or specific bad conduct evidence as part of its case in chief. In this situation, does not have to wait until D opens the door. Prosecution may introduce evidence that D used specific and unusual modus operandi. Method of crime. In the past, for the purpose of proving identity, D is the perpetrator of the present crime. The modus operandi must be specific and unusual to qualify as evidence for proving identity. Must be signature of the D's other crimes or specific bad acts for the purpose to prove above category must be proven by point 1. Conviction or point 2. Evidence that tends to prove that the prior act occurred. The prosecution must produce sufficient evidence for a reasonable jury to conclude that the D committed the prior act by a preponderance of the evidence. The sufficiency standard. The ultimate decision on whether the D committed a prior bad act is up to the jury. The judge merely makes sure that there is sufficient evidence for a reasonable jury to conclude that the D committed the prior bad act. However, even though the purpose fits above category, evidence is admissible only if the judge decides that the probative value of the evidence outweighs the unfair prejudice to the D. When these kinds of evidence are introduced, court must instruct jury about limited purpose of evidence. Upon D's request, prosecution must give pre-trial notice of intent to introduce evidence of these kind. These kinds of evidence may also be used, if relevant, in civil cases, such as tort actions for fraud or assault. Issue. Other sexual misconduct to show propensity for sexual assaults. Rule. As an exception, in any case. Both in civil and criminal, alleging sexual assault or child molestation, the prosecution may offer evidence of the D's prior sexual assault for the purpose of proving the D's propensity to commit sexual assault. Once rapist, always a rapist, is allowed in federal court. Issue. Similar occurrences. Rule. As a general rule of relevance, to be relevant, evidence must relate to some time, event, or person involved in the present litigation. Otherwise, the evidence is inadmissible. However, as exception, in some limited and specific circumstances, other similar occurrences may be admissible, even if they relate to a time, event, or person other than that involved in the present litigation. These circumstances are point 1. Habit, point 2. P's accident history, point 3. Similar accidents caused by same event or condition, point 4. Intent in issue, point 5. Comparative sales on issue of value, point 6. Industrial custom as standard of care. Issue. Point 2. Plaintiff's accident history. Rule. Generally, a P's history of accidents or lawsuits is inadmissible. However, as exception, P's prior accidents may be admissible to show A. a fraudulent scheme or plan, or B. that the P's bodily injury was caused by the prior accident, which leads to lack of causation. Issue. Point 3. Similar accidents caused by same event or condition. CP 18, Hypo 34. Rule. Generally, other similar accidents are not admissible. However, as exception, other accidents involving the same instrumentality or condition, and occurring under substantially similar circumstances, may be admitted for the purposes of A. existence of dangerous conditions, B. causation, or C. prior notice to the D. experiments and tests may be admitted by this standard. There must be substantial similarity between experiment and the disputed fact. Issue. Point 4. Intent to issue. Rule. Prior similar occurrence may be relevant to draw an inference of intent from a person's prior conduct. Similar to mimic. Issue. Point 5. Comparable sales on issue of value. Rule. The selling price of comparable property of a similar type, in the same general location close in time to the period at issue, is admissible as evidence of value of the property at issue. Issue. Point 6. Industrial custom as standard of care. Rule. Evidence as to how others in the same trade or industry have acted in the recent past may be admitted as some evidence as to how a party in the instant litigation should have acted, i.e., as evidence of the appropriate standard of care. Judicial notice. Issue. Judicial notice. Rule. Judicial notice is the recognition of a fact as true without formal presentation of evidence. A court may take judicial notice of indisputable facts, if facts are point 1. Matters of common knowledge within the court's territorial jurisdiction or 2. Matters capable of easy verification by resort to unquestionable sources. Example for point 1. A court in NYC could take judicial notice that Times Square is at the intersection of 7th Avenue and Broadway. Example for point 2, by resorting to a calendar, a court could take judicial notice that November 22, 1964 was a Sunday. Judicial notice may be taken at any time, including on appeal. The court must take judicial notice if point 1. The party requests and point 2. The requesting party supplies the court with necessary information. Judicially noticed facts are considered conclusive in civil cases, but not in criminal cases. Documentary evidence. Issue. Exam tip. Rule. Whenever a writing appears on the exam, three potential issues, point 1. Authentication, point 2. Best evidence rule, point 3. Hearsay. Issue. Authentication. Rule. The party seeking to introduce an exhibit must introduce sufficient evidence for a reasonable juror to conclude that the item is what the party claims it to be. The ultimate decision of whether evidence is authentic is up to the jury. The judge merely makes sure that there is sufficient evidence for a reasonable juror to conclude that the evidence is authentic. The process of authentication of proving that a document is genuine is called laying a foundation. If the relevance of writing depends upon its source of authorship, the party offering the document must prove the source or authorship to authenticate the writing. If the issue is whether the document was written by X, the party may authenticate by 1. Testimony by a witness with personal knowledge, point 2. Proof of the author's handwriting by A. a lay opinion, B. expert opinion and comparison, C. jury comparison, point 3. Ancient document rule, or point 4. Solicited reply doctrine. Issue. Testimony by a witness with personal knowledge. Rule. E.g. testimony from witness that witness saw X sign the document. Issue. Proof of the author's handwriting. Rule. A lay opinion, the witness must have familiarity with X's handwriting as a result of experience in the normal course of affairs. Not as a result of preparation for the litigation. However, identification of a voice may be done by anyone who has heard the voice at any time, including a person who become familiar with the voice during the preparation for the litigation. Expert opinion and comparison, the expert must be qualified, and must compare document to a genuine sample or exemplar X's handwriting. Jury comparison, The trier of fact compares document to a genuine sampler or exemplar X's handwriting.Issue. Ancient document rule.Rule. Authenticity may be inferred if document is 1. At least 20 years old, 2. Facially free of suspicion, e.g., no erasures, marks, and 3. Is found where it would be expected, e.g., diary found in his desk. Issue. Rule. A document can be authenticated by evidence that it was received in response to a prior communication to the alleged author. E.g., P. mails contract offer to Y, properly addressed and posted, and later receives an acceptance purportedly signed by Y. Issue. Self-authenticating documents. Rule. Some documents are presumed authentic. No foundation testimony is needed for these self-authenticating documents. 1. Official publications, e.g., government pamphlets. 2. Certified copies of public or private documents on file in public office. Example, deed, mortgages. 3. Newspapers or periodicals, e.g., Wall Street Journal, for a stock price. 4. Trade inscriptions and labels, e.g., label on a candy bar, to show the maker. 5. Acknowledged documents. Notarized documents. E.g., anything notarized. 6. Commercial paper. E.g., check, promissory note, 7. Certified business records, offered into evidence under the business records hearsay exception. Certified business records, offered into evidence under the business record exception must be certified. A. By someone within the business. B. Who has personal knowledge. C. That these documents were made in the regular way, and D. At or about the time of the event recording the certification is usually done by attaching an affidavit to the business record. Issue. Authentication of photographs and recordings. Rule. Photographs as demonstrative evidence. If the purpose of the photograph is to illustrate a witness's testimony, it can be authenticated by the witness testifying, based on personal knowledge, that the photograph is a fair and accurate representation of the people or objects portrayed. Photograph as a silent witness. Sometimes a photograph is itself the evidence. Example, photos from surveillance cameras, ATMs. A party offering such a photograph must show, 1. That the camera was properly installed, 2. That film was properly removed and developed, and 3. That the film has not been tampered with. The most effective way to show an absence of tampering is by establishing a chain of custody. Issue. Best evidence rule. Rule. The best evidence rule is better understood as the original evidence rule. If a party seeks to prove the content of a writing, the party must either, 1. Produce the writing, or 2. Provide an acceptable excuse for its absence. If the court finds the excuse acceptable, the party may then use secondary evidence, such as oral testimony, to prove the contents. Writing includes documents, recordings, films, and X-rays. Issue. When does the best evidence rule apply? Rule. The best evidence rule arises only when the party seeks to prove the contents of a writing, which arises in two situations. 1. The writing is a legally operative document, or 2. The witness is testifying to facts that she learned solely from reading about them in a writing. Legally operative document is the writing itself creates rights and obligations. Example, deeds, mortgages, divorce decrees, written KS. Beware that the best evidence rule does not apply when a witness with personal knowledge testifies to a fact that exists independently of a non-legally operative writing which records the fact. Issue. What qualifies as the original writing? Rule. The original includes 1. The writing itself, 2. Any counterpart intended to have the same effect. 3. Negative of film or print from the negative, 4. Computer printout. A duplicate is any counterpart produced by any mechanical means that accurately reproduced the original, e.g., photocopy, carbon copy, computer printouts. A duplicate is admissible to the same extent as an original unless 1. There is a genuine question about the authenticity of the duplicate, or 2. It would be unfair to admit the duplicate, e.g., post-its were remaining, the color of the ink matter. Handwritten copies are not considered as an original. Issue. When will non-production of the original be executed? Rule. A party need not produce the original. Or an acceptable duplicate. If the original. 1. Is lost or cannot be found with due diligence, point 2. Has been destroyed without bad faith, or point 3. Cannot be obtained with legal process. If the court is persuaded by preponderance of the evidence that the excuse has been established, the secondary evidence is admissible, e.g., oral testimony or a handwritten copy. Issue. Escapes from the requirements of the best evidence rule. Rule. Voluminous records can be presented through a summary or chart, provided the original records would be admissible and they are available for inspection. Certified copies of public records collateral documents, if the court, in its discretion determines that the document is unimportant to the issues in the case. Real evidence. Issue. Real evidence. Rule. Real evidence is actual physical evidence that is displayed to the trier of fact. E.g., drugs and guns in a criminal case, the offending product in a product's liability cases. The party seeking to introduce real evidence must introduce sufficient evidence that the item is what the party claims to be. Real evidence is authenticated by point 1. Personal knowledge or point 2. A chain of custody. Personal knowledge must be distinctive. E.g., witness testifies, I recognize this gun as the one found at the crime scene. A chain of custody must be substantially unbroken. It need not be perfect, but it must be based on reliable procedures for identification and custody. E.g., witness testifies, this drug sample has been in my possession ever since it was seized from the. If the condition of the item before trial is relevant, it must be shown at trial to be in substantially the same condition, otherwise could be tampered testimonial evidence. Witness. Issue. Competency of witness, in general. Rule. There are two requirements for a witness to be considered competent to testify. Point 1. The witness must have personal knowledge, and point 2. The witness must take an oath, which simply means that A. Demonstrate an understanding of the obligation to tell the truth and B. Promise to tell the truth. Testimony by children. A child may testify under oath, so long as point 1. The child had capacity to accurately perceive the event at the time of the event, and point 2. The child understands the obligation to tell the truth, and promises to tell the truth, at the time of the trial. Issue. Dead man's statute. Rule. Under the federal rule, there is no dead man's statute. Some states have dead man's statutes. Or dead man's acts, which generally provide, in a civil action, an interested party may not testify against deceased party about communications or transactions with the deceased party. Transaction means interaction, so car wreck is transaction. A person is interested only if the outcome of the case will have a legally binding effect on the person's rights or obligations. Rationale for dead man's statute is a deceased party cannot contradict the witness testifying to the communication between him and the witness, unless his deposition is introduced or his representatives testify. The dead person's rights may be waived if point 1. Decedent's representative does not object, point 2. The decedent's representative testifies about the transaction, or point 3. The decedent's testimony is introduced. Issue. Form of testimony, leading questions. Rule. A question is leading when the form of the question suggests the answer. E.g., isn't it the fact, or unevenly balanced alternatives, was he wearing a red ski mask with blue trim or was he wearing nothing at all? Leading questions are generally not allowed on direct examination of witness, but are generally allowed on cross-examination of witness. However, as exception, leading questions may be allowed on direct examination if 1. Preliminary introductory matters. Things not in dispute, point 2. Youthful or forgetful witness, point 3. Hostile witness, point 4. Adverse party, or someone under the control of the adverse party. D's employees. Demonstration of hostility is not required. This is very discretionary of the judges. Issue. Writings in aid of oral testimony. Present recollection refreshed. Rule. But if witness forgets something he once knew, he may be shown a writing. Or anything else to jog his memory. Refresher may be anything. Even smell is okay, but usually a writing. If an item is used to refresh a witness's memory, the opposing party has a right to point 1. Inspect it, point 2. Use it in cross-examination, and point 3. Introduce it into evidence. Issue. Past recollection recorded. Hearsay exception. Rule. A writing may be read to the jury as a past recollection recorded if 1. The witness once had personal knowledge, point 2. The witness now forgets, and showing the writing to witness fails to jog the witness's memory. 3. The writing was either made by the witness or adopted by the witness. E.g., written by the police, but he agreed it was accurate. Point 4. The writing was made when the event was fresh in the witness's memory, and point 5. The witness can attest that, when made, the writing was accurate. Can meet all of these elements, if witness says, it was accurate when I made it, or, it was accurate when I first saw it. If the above 5 elements are satisfied, point 1. The W may read the document to the jury, point 2. But the W may not show the document to the jury, point 3. But the opposing party may show the document to the jury. By introducing it as an exhibit. Issue. Opinion testimony lay witness opinion. Rule. Lay opinion testimony is admissible if it is point 1. Rationally based on the W's perception. Personal knowledge. And point 2. Helpful to the jury. E.g., point 1. Sobriety. Or drunkenness. Point 2. Emotions, point 3. Speed, point 4. Handwriting, point 5. Smells. Issue. Expert witness. Rule. Witness may testify to an opinion as an expert only if 1. The witness is qualified. By education and or experience, point 2. The testimony is about a subject matter where scientific, technical, or specialized knowledge will be helpful to the jury, point 3. The opinion has a proper basis, and point 4. The opinion is reliable. Proper basis of opinion. The opinion must be based upon a reasonable degree of probability or reasonable certainty, and the opinion must be based on one of the following data sources. Point 1. The expert's personal knowledge. E.g., what a treating physician saw, comma. 2. Evidence that is already in the trial record. Made known to the expert through a hypothetical question. Such as, if the pea slipped and fell, what would be the result? Evidence of the slip and fall must be from evidence in the record, not the expert, or 3. Facts outside the record, but only if those facts are of a type reasonably relied on by experts in the particular field. If an expert relied on facts outside the record, the expert may generally discuss the basis of the opinion, but may not disclose the inadmissible facts to the jury, unless the court determines that its probative value substantially outweighs its prejudicial effect. The opponent, however, may disclose the underlying basis on cross-examination. Reliability to be admissible, expert opinion must be sufficiently reliable. That means that A, the expert has used reliable methods, and B, the expert has reliability applied those methods to the particular facts of the case. The reliability standard for scientific evidence, the Daubert standard, the court examines reliability by asking such questions as 1. Has the methodology been tested? Point 2. Are there known rates of error? Point 3. Has the methodology been subject to peer review? Point 4. Has the methodology been generally accepted? Whether reliable or not is decided by a judge. Issue. Ultimate issues. Rule. Opinion testimony. Lay or expert. Generally is permissible even if it addresses an ultimate issue in the case. E.g., X was drunk, that's X's signature is on the check. However, as an exception, in a criminal case, an expert W may not testify that the D did or did not have the required mental state. Issue. Learned treatises in aid of expert testimony. Hearsay exception. Rule. If a party can establish that a treatise is reliable authority, then the treatise may be used on direct or cross-examination of an expert, and the treatises may be read to the jury as substantive evidence. Hearsay exception. But the treatises may not itself be introduced as an exhibit. May not be shown to the jury. Treatises are established as authority by point 1. The party's own expert testifies that the treatise is authority, point 2. The party's opponent's expert admits that the treatise is authority, or point 3. The judge takes judicial notice that the treatise is authority. Issue. Cross-examination. Rule. Cross-examination is a right. If a W testifies but then cannot be cross-examined, the W's direct testimony will be struck. E.g., W testifies, and then dies before cross-examination. Proper subject matter of cross-examination, point 1. Matters within the scope of direct examination and the inference naturally drawn from those matters, and point 2. Matters that affect the W's credibility. Issue. Credibility and impeachment. Rule. Credibility is whether AW is believable, which rests on point 1. Perception, point 2. Memory, and point 3. Honesty. Impeachment is the process of trying to demonstrate that AW is not credible due to dishonesty, bad memory, or poor perception. Rehabilitation is the process trying to repair AW's credibility after the W has been impeached. Issue. Impeachment methods. Rule. Methods of impeachment, point 1. Prior inconsistent statements, point 2. Bias, interest, or motive to misrepresent, point 3. Sensory deficiencies. 4. Reputation or opinion, point 5. Criminal conviction, point 6. Bad acts without conviction. Point 7. Contradiction intrinsic impeachment, cross-examination of the W. You are trying to impeach extrinsic impeachment, impeaching a W by introducing documentary evidence or by calling other W. Issue. Prior inconsistent statements. Rule. A prior inconsistent statement is simply a prior statement. Orally or in writing. That is materially inconsistent with the W's trial testimony. The prior inconsistent statement may be used to impeach a W. The rationale is a W who says one thing on one occasion and another thing on another occasion may not be credible generally. A prior inconsistent statement is admissible only to impeach, not as substantive evidence that the prior statement is true. However, as exception. A hearsay exception, a prior inconsistent statement may be admitted both to impeach and as substantive evidence. To prove the truth of the prior statement, if the statement was made point 1. Orally under oath, and point 2. A part of a formal hearing, proceeding, trial or deposition. Statement to the police is never made in a formal proceedings. AW who is being impeached with a prior inconsistent statement must be given an opportunity to explain or deny the prior inconsistent statement, or the prior inconsistent statement is inadmissible for impeachment purpose. Timing to give that opportunity is more flexible. The inconsistent statement may be proven by extrinsic evidence, so long as the W is later given an opportunity to return to the stand and explain. Moreover, as an exception, if the interest of justice requires, the W need not be given opportunity to explain or deny the prior inconsistent statements. If the W is the opposing party, there is no need to give the W party an opportunity to explain the prior inconsistent statement since they can take the stand any time related hearsay issue for party statement. A prior statement of the opposing party will also be for substantive evidence under the separate hearsay exception for party admissions. Issue. Bias, interest, or motive to misrepresent. Rule. Some relationship between the W and a party or some other interest in the litigation that could cause the W to lie. These may be such relationship if the W is .a. a party, .b. a friend, relative, or employee of a party, .c. someone paid by a party, .d. someone with a grudge against a party, or e. anyone who has something to gain by the case coming out one way or the other. Other example, alleged co-conspirator whose trial is pending bias, because it is so important, may always be proven by extrinsic evidence. Generally AW need not to be confronted with the alleged bias before it may be proven by extrinsic evidence. Issue. Sensory deficiencies. Rule. Sensory deficiency is anything that could affect the W's perception or memory, e.g. 1. Bad eyesight, point 2. Bad hearing, point 3. Mental retardation, point 4. Forgetfulness, point 5. Intoxication at time of event or while on the W stand. Intrinsic confrontation is not required. Extrinsic evidence is allowed. Issue. Reputation or opinion about W's bad character for truthfulness. Rule. Veracity is the character trait of being truthful. A party may impeach a W target W by calling another W, character W, to testify to the target W's bad character for veracity. It is evidence of character about the W, but not character evidence itself, because character evidence is evidence about D. The rationale is if the W is a lying kind of person, has a propensity to lie, then the W might be lying on the stand. This rational focuses on propensity of the W. But, since the W is not on trial, due process protection is not required. The form of testimony must be either point 1. Opinion or point 2. Reputation. Specific acts are not allowed. Prior bad acts of the W may be introduced under another method, but in that case only intrinsic evidence is allowed. Any W who has testified may be impeached by this method and extrinsic evidence is allowed. Issue. Criminal convictions. Rule. A person who has been convicted of a crime is more likely to lie under oath than is a person with an unblemished record to be admissible, a conviction. Or the release from prison, whichever is later. Must be within 10 years of the trial. Crimes of dishonesty or false statement are admissible. Crimes of dishonesty or false statement mean crimes that, by definition, involve a lie of a betrayal of trust. Example, perjury, false pretense, fraud, embezzlement. Not crime of violence, drug crimes, theft. Other crimes. Crimes that do not involve dishonesty or false statement. Point 1. Misdemeanors are not admissible, but point 2. Felonies are admissible, if the probative value of the conviction. On the issue of veracity. Outweighs the risk of prejudice to a party. If the past criminal conviction is a perjury, evidence of criminal conviction is admissible so long as the conviction was within 10 years of trial. If the past criminal conviction is of murder, evidence of conviction is admissible only when the conviction was within 10 years of trial and the probative value of the conviction outweighs the risk of unfair prejudice to the party. Balancing probative value and unfair prejudice. Factors that make a conviction probative. Point 1. Seriousness. Murder is more probative of veracity than possession of marijuana. Point 2. Relation of crime to trust and deception. Theft is more probative than reckless driving. Factors that make a conviction unfairly prejudicial. Point 1. Inflammatory nature. Child molestation is more prejudicial than drive while intoxicated. Point 2. Similarity to the currently charged offense. The prejudice is particularly high if the prior offenses and the charged offense are identical. Similarity is prejudicial, not probative. The past conviction is being discussed in the context of current truthfulness, not the propensity to commit the crime for which he is on trial. Jury may confuse this. Conviction may be proven by point 1. Intrinsically by asking about it on cross-examination or point 2. Extrinsically by introducing record of the conviction. If A.W. committed a prior bad act but has not been convicted, only intrinsic evidence. Asking the W about the bad act is allowed. No need to give the W an opportunity to explain. Issue. Bad acts. Without conviction. That reflect adversely on W's character for truthfulness. Check P39-40 Hypoge. Rule. A.W. may be asked about prior bad acts if those acts relate to truthfulness. E.g., lying on a resume. The cross-examiner must have a good faith basis to believe that the bad act occurred. The bad act may be proven by intrinsic evidence only. Examiner is stuck with W's answer, even if the W lies about it on the stand. Proof by extrinsic evidence may still be allowed, if the bad act is relevant for some other purpose. Such as bias. Issue. Arrests. Rule. Impeaching a W's character for veracity, inadmissible. An arrest is not a conviction and itself is not a prior bad act. W's bad act may be admissible. Impeaching a character. W's knowledge, admissible. Question only. Arrests. While not proof of the bad act, are the kind of things that affect people's opinions and reputations. Impeaching A.W. by showing bias, admissible. An arrest may make A.W. biased against law enforcement. Or, pending charges may give. Issue. Contradiction. Rule. A.W. may be impeached by showing that she made a mistake or lied about any fact she testified to during direct examination. If the contradiction goes to an issue that is significant to the case, then it may be proven by extrinsic evidence. If the contradiction goes to a matter that is collateral. Insignificant to the issues in the case or to the W's credibility, then proof is limited to intrinsic evidence. And the cross-examiner is stuck with the W's answer. Issue. Impeachment of own witness. Rule. Any party may impeach any W, even if the party is the one who called him. E.g. W testifies before the grand jury H assaulted her. At the trial, W testifies, I cannot remember who assault me. Then prosecution may impeach her by prior grand jury testimony. Issue. Rehabilitation. Check P42 Hypo 57.B, P43 Hypo 59. Rule. Generally, A.W. may be rehabilitated only after the W's credibility has been attacked through impeachment. Bolstering. Introducing evidence to support a W's credibility before the W's credibility has been attacked is not allowed. However, as exception, A W's prior statement of identification is admissible for the purpose of supporting credibility of the W's in-court identification, even if the W's credibility has not yet been attacked. Because a prior identification is seen as more reliable than the in-court identification, the prior identification is admissible as substantive evidence, not just as rehabilitation. Hearsay exception. The statement of identification must be made by a trial W who is subject to cross-examination. If a W's character for truthfulness has been attacked through impeachment, then the opposing party may introduce corresponding evidence of the W's good character for truthfulness. Form of evidence for rehabilitation should be reputation or opinion. Specific acts are not allowed. A prior statement may be used to rehabilitate if a prior statement is consistent with the W's trial testimony. B. The opposing party has suggested through impeachment that the W has a motive to lie, usually due to bias, and C. The prior statement was made before the motive to lie arose. A prior consistent statement that fits within the rule is admissible to rehabilitate and as substantive evidence that the prior statement was true. Hearsay exception. Testimonial privilege. Issue. Testimonial privilege. General. Rule. As a general rule, in federal court, apply the federal rule of evidence. However, as exception, in federal diversity cases where state law will govern the substantive claims, still apply the federal rules of evidence, but apply state law with respect to point 1. Burden of proof and presumptions, point 2. Dead man's statute, and point 3. Privileges recognized privileges, federal courts use the common law of privileges and recognizes the following privileges. 1. Attorney-client, point 2. Husband-wife. Spousal privilege, point 3. Priest-penitent, point 4. Psychotherapist-patient. Not doctor-patient. Federal common law does not recognize a doctor-patient privilege, while most states do. Issue. Attorney-client privileges. Rule. Confidential communication between an attorney and client. Or their representatives. Made during professional legal consultation will be privileged, unless the privilege is waived by the client or an exception applies. Attorney-client privilege. A. Applies to relationship between attorney and client. Or their representatives. B. Covers communications only. C. So long as they are confidential. And D. For the purpose of professional legal advice, unless point 1. The privilege is waived by the client or point 2. An exception applies. The rationale is to encourage client to speak openly with the attorney. Communications, privilege applies only to communications themselves, not to point 1. Underlying information, point 2. Pre-existing documents or point 3. Physical evidence. Attorney, includes, point 1. Member of the bar, point 2. Person that client reasonably believes as a member of the bar, and point 3. Representative of the attorney, any agent reasonably necessary to facilitate the provision of legal service. Example, paralegals, secretaries, translators, private investigators, and accountants, only if they are helping the attorney proved legal services. A physician who examines a client at the request of an attorney is a representative of the attorney. Client, includes, point 1. A person, seeking to become client. E.g., privilege attaches at outset of formal consultation with attorney even if client does not retain attorney. And point 2. Representative of client. Any agent reasonably necessary to facilitate the provision of legal services. E.g., corporate employee who communicates with corporation's attorney to enable attorney to provide legal services to the corporation. Confidential, client must intend confidentiality. E.g., no privilege if client knows that third party is listening in, or if client asks attorney to disclose the communication to a third party. Joint client rule, if two or more clients with common interest consult the same attorney, their communications with counsel concerning the common interest are privileged as to third parties. But, if the joint clients later have dispute with each other concerning the common interest, privilege does not apply as between them. Legal advice, the primary purpose of the communication must be to obtain or render legal advice, not business or social advice. Privilege is not just a trial. Could be discovery, deposition, grand jury, or just in the office. Issue. Losing attorney-client privilege. Rule. Waiver, voluntary waiver. Only the client has the power to waive the privilege. After the death of the client, the privilege continues and only the client's estate can waive it. Subject matter waiver, A voluntary waiver of the privilege as to some communications will also waive the privilege as to other communications if the partial disclosure is intentional. B. The disclosed and undisclosed communications concern the same subject matter, and C. Fairness requires that the disclosed and undisclosed communications be considered together. Inadvertent waiver: an inadvertent disclosure of a privileged communication will not waive the privilege, so long as the privilege holder A. took reasonable steps to prevent the disclosure, and B. took reasonable steps to rectify the error. Exceptions: future crime or fraud. Example: client tells attorney, help me disguise the bribes I made so that they look like legitimate business expenses. Client put the legal advice in issue. Example: in tax fraud prosecution, D defends on ground that she relied on advice of her attorney in reporting income. In an attorney-client dispute, example: client sues attorney for malpractice, attorney sues client for unpaid fees. Issue. Rule. Confidential communication or information acquired by doctor from patient for the purpose of diagnosis or treatment of a medical condition is privileged. The rationale is to encourage candor and to protect privacy. Doctor-patient privilege. 1. Applies to relationship between doctor and patient. Doctor typically includes therapists, nurses, and physician's assistants. Point 2. Covers communications and information acquired by the doctor, e.g., the contents of the patient's stomach or ear. Point 3. So long as it is confidential. And point 4. For the purpose of medical diagnosis or treatment. Federal court covers only psychotherapists. Doctor or other professional certified to diagnose or treat mental or emotional illness. The privilege will be waived if the patient expressly or impliedly puts physical or mental condition in issue. E.g., P in a personal injury case, or D asserting an insanity. Patient himself has to put it in issue. Check P47 Hypo 62. Issue. Spousal privilege. Spousal communication privilege. Rule. Confidential communications between spouses will be privileged. Husband and wife must be married at the time of the communication, but need not be married at the time of testimony. Spousal communication privilege. 1. Applies to relationship between married spouse. Point 2. Covers communications. Point 3. So long as confidential, and 4. May be waived only by both spouse simultaneously. For attorney-client and doctor-patient privilege, waiver is the client's sole decision. The rationale is to encourage candor between spouses. However, as exception, communication or acts 1. In furtherance of future crime or fraud, e.g., joint criminal activity. Point 2. Communication or acts destructive of the family unit, e.g., a statement was made by the husband to wife, during domestic violence, is not privileged. Issue. Spousal immunity. Spousal testimony privilege. Rule. In a criminal case, the prosecution cannot compel the D's spouse to testify against the D. The rationale is to protect marital harmony. Spousal immunity. Point 1. Applies only to criminal cases. Point 2. Covers testimony against spouse. 3. So long as witness and D are currently married at the time of testimony. And point 4. May be waived by the W spouse alone. The D cannot prevent the testimony. However, as exception, communication or acts. Point 1. In furtherance of future crime or fraud, e.g., joint criminal activity. Point 2. Communication or acts destructive of the family unit, e.g., a statement was made by the husband to wife, during domestic violence, is not privileged.